The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Unlimited broadband so you can download, upload and stream as much as you like.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you at 4 minutes past nine. It's Friday morning, it's the 1st of May. Something quite pleasant about being out of April, isn't it, after all that? And we begin a new month in a beautiful morning in Dublin. Hopefully, the sun is shining on you today. We have a big day. Big morning, big afternoon and a big evening. On the Late Late Show tonight, we'll be welcoming the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar to talk to us pretty much hot off the press after he's going to make the announcement on the restrictions. So we have plenty to talk about. Look forward to talking to him about all of that and asking a lot of the questions that I think everyone wants to know answers to. And he'll talk us through, I have no doubt, what the plan is heading into the future, because we are all feeling the need for answers now, and that's what we'll do later on. And among other things, Picture This will be joining us live in studio tonight, and we also have some GAA legends to talk about. Doing It for Dan, which we'll explain a little later on tonight, and Niall Horan will be there as well on Skype from the UK. So we have a beautiful show for you lined up tonight. Look forward to your company. No end. But meanwhile, let's get down to business here this Friday morning. I should also say tonight that we'll have Paul Mescal. Paul Mescal is an actor who's come to our attention, every bit of him, in recent times, as he's the star of Normal People, which is the TV adaptation of the Sally Rooney hit novel. I watched it last night. I hadn't seen it till now. I had the most enjoyable afternoon listening to Liveline yesterday, and it was just vintage Liveline. And if you didn't hear it, essentially, first of all, you should listen back to it. It's great. And secondly, it's essentially people who feel, some people felt that Normal People was too explicit sexually. And some people said, what's your problem? This is the way of the world now. So, that's what it was. It was a big old ding-dong about all of that. I watched it last night, and it is a very beautiful programme to look at. It starts in the school, a relationship between two young people that then obviously evolves into a college sort of setup. But the acting is exquisite. And Sligo looks lovely. It's a student-y sort of story, because it's about students. So what do you expect? Well, of course you expect them to do what students do and what most people do. I think we have a bit of a hang-up about sex in Ireland. Have had it for years and years and years. I thought it might be, those days might be behind us, but if Liveline is representative of a broader sense of the population, then we're not. I feel sometimes it's a bit of a hangover from days gone by. Not like in Europe, where that the world seems to be a lot more less fraught in this regard. They tend to kind of go, yeah, think of the Italian shrug. Yeah, what? As opposed to us going, what? What did she do? To who? Where did she what? And, we tend to be a bit more upset easily about the thought of flesh and the sins, not sins at all. It's just nature. Anyway, on it goes. It's called Normal People. The acting, as I say, is great. Paul Mescal is a revelation, because he's so natural. That's what I think is so good. This is Lenny Abrahamson. He's one of our greatest stars in the armory of creativity in this country. No question about it. And the production people behind this. And I'm delighted that it's such a hit. It's doing brilliant business in the BBC as well as in Ireland on RT. Because it's such a pretty thing to look at, that and it represents Ireland well in terms of the acting and the production and the crew behind it. That I feel quite happy that Ireland is on tour with this production, if you like. And I was watching CNN last night, and on comes Christiana Amanpour, and up comes the two leads from Normal People. This is massive. It's on a thing called Hulu over there, so that's a streaming service, if you don't know. And so it's gone completely global. And it's a great success story. So well done to everyone involved, is what I'll say. And Paul Mescal, the young man leading the charge in the programme, is going to join us by Skype tonight. And I know my student at home, the 21-year-old, is watched the programme episode back to back. Loved it. Thinks your man's brilliant. and very, as I say, very natural actor. So well done. I think it's great, and I think that Liveline will have served to have been an enormous ad for the programme as well, and I mean that in a positive sense, because, and Joe said it himself, the more you sometimes you complain about something, the more you lead people to what they were trying to stamp out in the first place. So it was great. Great radio, great TV, and everyone's winning, I think, ultimately. So well done to one and all, normal people. Now, what else have I got for you today? Well, we have the man who illustrated the Gruffalo book series. His name's Axel Schleffer. And Scheffler, I should say. His illustrations are amazing. Now, there's a whole raft of people who read The Gruffalo or The Smartest Giant in Town or Room on the Broom and will know what I'm talking about immediately. But he is super. And if you have a question for him, 51551. He's live on the phone a little later on because he's done a coronavirus book that you can download. And it is so good to explain the virus to children. It's just gorgeous. The illustrator. And actually, to children... Like to children who are old, like me, I find myself going, oh, I didn't know that. I mean, the kids will love this. Oh, it's really good. So we'll give you details of that a little later on. I think I'll march into some requests and things this morning. It's Friday. We're hopefully going to talk to some child later on today because apparently you know stuff, and we're going to challenge you to see how much stuff you know. If you know stuff, well, then you're in the I Know Stuff quiz, and you could win a book token, which would be very nice indeed. But I want to say happy birthday to James Laverty from Black Rock in County Louth. And the reason I want to do that is because he is 7 today, which is enormous news, because only up till yesterday he was 6. And that everything changed at midnight. And he hit 7 today. And his mum and his dad and his granny Sheila, who was on to us, wanted to wish him the happiest of birthdays. So I'm really very keen to do that. Also, there's a very nice fella contacted me on Instagram to say that he was just worried about the wedding being cancelled. And I feel sorry for people, and not in a patronising way, but just... the plans, it's more than just a day out, you know, it's the rest of your life, you know, it's an emotional thing as well as a marquee, you know, so I just want to wish everyone well, and it's a difficult time. But Sheila Fitzgerald was on to say, could you say a big hello to my sister Aisling Fitzgerald, her fiancé Shane O'Donoghue, both from Limerick and frontline workers in Dublin, hope to be getting married today, deferred their plans, but they're working a full day today. Imagine that, frontline, due to be getting married today, Friday the 1st of May, look out the window in Dublin. The sun is shining. It would have been a perfect day. And what are they doing? They're going into work on the front line. I doff my hat to you both. I really do. You're so impressed. Anyway, your family are very proud of you and looking forward to a great party later in the summer. And I'm so happy that you will get a day out. And congratulations to you. And I hope your yous are all right. That's not easy, and that's not nice. And a big Abby Kelly is 21 today. I can't believe it. Noel and Katrina, Leah, Nisha, me and all your friends who love you so much, want to wish you a happy 21st. No big parties, but just a party in the heart. A hearty. That's the new... We can have a hearty. You know what I mean? Have heart, have hearty. Have fun. Now, you're super gal. I was going to say super kid, but you're not anymore. You're a young woman. And you get the key to the house if you're allowed. And I hope you have the most beautiful day. Geraldine Fitzharris was on to say... Don't have a blank note let, Don't have a blank notelet, all one word, to send you, hence the thank you one. But my twin grandchildren, Jack and Christina, would love to say hello to you. They're 8. So I want to say hi to them from Geraldine Fitzharris. Good and Morgan. And plenty more coming in on all sorts of things. I didn't get the fire. What's it called, that thing? I always forget the name of the thing for the fire. Here it comes, the fire. Every time. It's the thing in Aldi. And it's sitting here looking at me. It's fire pit. For some reason, I have a total blank on that word. Fire pit. I like the look of them. And I bought a little yoke once. And I tried putting a bit of turf and... you know, fire lighter into it and see, because I just love the atmosphere of a fire pit or the idea of it. God, I could hardly breathe for the smoke going into my lungs. And then, you know, if you sit on one side of it, the wind, it's like a comedian, it's following you. The wind follows you when you sit around one of those things. You say, I'm just going to stand here, it'll be grand. The wind goes, hang on, I'll come over here. There you go. But Aldi announced that they were going to do a big sale of fire pits and ambient log burner. Not quite sure what that is. That was a Brian Eno, plug it in and Brian Eno music plays. Anyway, they retail at 60 and 80 quid, respectively. and people started queuing at 5 a.m. to get one. And that proved, I presume, chaotic. So I understand that entirely. Okay, thank you for that. Where else will I go? Oh, just good morning to our friends in Dublin Airport who always look after us at Christmas time. And they're doing the 444 Dublin Airport Charity Challenge. Four K of exercise, walking, cycling, skipping, running, walking the dog, cat, hamster, rabbit, however it worked. 4 days over the May bank holiday weekend and four charities to benefit. So that is a lovely thing to do. And good luck to everyone partaking in that challenge. Hello to Antoinette, who's going the extra mile to look after us, and for all the other great sons and daughters and neighbours doing the same. And thanks for the surprises of ice cream and newspapers and the smile. And that's from Betty in Tullamore, Dad and Mum, and Tom and Betty in Tullamore. Lovely thing to say as well. Okay, and I'll get to a couple more later on if I can. And there's a few businesses I also want to say a quick hello to. And that is Victor Dwyer Shoes, based in Drogheda. Their family business in Louth, they've been operating for 70 years, closed the shop due to restrictions, but now online selling women's and children's footwear at victordwyer.ie. Got to keep those family businesses alive. Goodfoodireland.ie. Margaret was in touch to say that this is a network where you can find details of businesses and what they're doing to serve customers, local businesses trying to keep people and frontline staff and others supplied with food. Goodfoodireland.ie. And Dave Lang from the Craft Butchers of Ireland was on to say the butcher shops are open. Don't forget that. And there's social distancing, queuing, and you can pay in advance and the order will be placed in your car boot if required. Deliveries are available for older customers or those who are unable to leave their home. So that's happy to do that. And thank you to James Smithick of Sullivan's Brewing Company for letting us know that they're also brewing away. And thank you indeed for sending that letter in and the package. Very nice. And also, that's still going, Kilkenny, and has been going for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, which is good. I've noticed the Irish beers are doing very, very well, broadly speaking. Kinnegar is the one in Donegal we were introduced to when we went along the Wild Atlantic Way, and I stuck with them, in fairness. The Lime Burn is very good, recommended. And the Wolf, Wicklow Wolf, and the Five Lamps and all these kind of beers and places, they're all Irish craft beers. Just if you are doing the craft beer thing, just keep an eye on the Irish labels and keep them going too. Use coals for the barbecue, says Marguerite. No smoke there. Okay, just get smokeless coal. Okay, thank you for that. The music from Normal People is superb, says another text. Ryan, where are people binge-watching Normal People? We can't access the BBC iPlayer. Have RTÉ all the episodes. It's just a gorgeous program. No, RTÉ will be doing it week by week, I think. And people who are getting access to the BBC are being naughty. 51551 is the text number there. Can you please say hello to your pal, James Morgan? Hello, James, from Karen. He's heading to Crumlin today, but has been really brave all morning and will be even braver when we get to hospital. I know he'd love a shout out from the Toy Show, man. Yeah, well, James, you know, you're going in there to the hospital today and you are going to be amazing because your mum is going to get you a treat afterwards. So well done, Karen. James deserves that. And whatever treat you get, as long as it's reasonable, Karen, I'll pay you back next time I meet you. So it's a treat for me. Does that make sense? So I'll see you in Crumlin sometime too. Deal. Anya says, Liveline yesterday was so good. Classic. First time in 7 weeks I didn't think about the thing. Yeah. It's funny, I keep meeting people and I say, how are you feeling? I said, yeah, a brief brush with the thing, but it's gone now. And they all get it. You don't have to get into a big conversation about the thing. I like the thing. Because I don't like, it's kind of like, if you don't say the name of it, you don't give it the satisfaction of it being there and really annoying you. Yes, Paul Mescal is a good actor, but there are two equal parts in Normal. Please congratulate Daisy. Yeah, but she's not on the show tonight. Katrina and Colin, so there. But no, I you're quite right. Actually, she's so good that when I saw her on CNN last night, I was shocked to hear her English accent. I presume she was Irish. So impressive. So impressive was she. Tom is Ross Laird. Good morning, Tom. Yesterday, Liveline reminded me of the RTÉ show The Spike, when there was a pre-show uproar over an artist's class nude scene in school. As a teen, I have to say, it had the opposite effect on me. I wasn't interested in seeing it until then. There you go. On the live line, Normal People Chat, says Teresa in Monaghan, I was transported back to the 90s where my granny would deem love scenes in Coronation Street as filth, and it gave me a nice nostalgic moment listening to the complaints yesterday. I did feel like a different time. So lovely to hear you acknowledging the weddings, Miss Suzanne. Our daughter Naomi was to marry her fiancé Simran in Ireland next Friday, and they're both doctors on the front line in New York's Bronx and in Canada. Wow. Thank you for making it okay to be sad about this. It's one of those things like that I won't, you know, you don't, it's not something you talk to the Taoiseach about because it's there's simply nothing he can do about it. But I think it's a very personal issue for people. And I also think that all the birthdays for children are very hard because when you're young, that party is a massive moment in your life. And for that to be taken from you is not nice. But for the weddings, awful. For big significant birthdays for people who love big birthdays and lots of attention, not so good. But look, we're going to find our way around these things. Daisy Edgar-Jones, I should say, who plays Marianne in Normal People, and she is a knockout. So fair play to her. As I say, she's got great eyes, great expressive eyes, and he's just so good too, Paul Mescal, because he just doesn't look like he's acting, and that's the greatest compliment I could pay somebody. Real natural. Sunday this weekend at 6:30 on RT1, an all-ages documentary which follows five flagship primary and secondary creative schools over an academic year as they dare their pupils to dream about creativity in a different way. Well, that sounds interesting. So have a look at that. Creative Kids. Schools from Aran Mór Island. Love it. Black Pits in Dublin 8. Great spot. Step Aside. Beautiful. And Tralee, the great Tralee, and others. So well done to them. 51551 is the text number. But where do we go from here? Well, it's Friday morning, and this means that we have to enjoy ourselves with a little bit of movement. Mwah. She does that, doesn't she? That's Holly Valance. She just goes, no, I'm gone. And the door closes. Daisy Edgar-Jones, the star of Normal People, is great in the new War of the Worlds. Yeah, it's funny, the War of the Worlds. I think I've tried watching various iterations of it and it's never done anything for me. Fair enough, Ryan says, Koch in Galway, you're back. Didn't realise Daisy is English. Yes, I know. Just shows how good she is. I agree. We'll watch The Late Late Show tonight. Even better. See you later. If you're a fan of Kinnegar, yes, I am. Try Western Herd Brewery from County Clare. Good. The Dolman Stout. I'd be suspicious. Just not of the Dolman, just of Stout, broadly speaking. If it's not from a pint glass. And Cliff Road. Right, I'm going to take note of those and I'll pick a couple of those up at some point this weekend. Thank you for the suggestion. Excellent. Happy birthday to Victoria McMullen. Big birthday. Should I say which one it is? She's a grand total of 40. God. Now, how did it happen? She looks so well. Oh, my God. I mean, really, Father Time has been so good to you. Happy birthday, Victoria. Do you know what she does? She's on the front line for the last 6 weeks in the ICU in Tala Hospital. Amazing. So happy birthday, Victoria. We're thinking of you. And we'll raise a glass over the weekend for you. And also a critical birthday because our darling granddaughter, says this text, Emily Rose O'Brien from Raheen in Limerick, is 2 today. I mean, honestly, how did she? What an achievement. Imagine from going from 1 to 2. Jeepers. Well done. Hello to her and Sarah Kate for being such a good big sister. And thank you for keeping us entertained every day on FaceTime with songs from Frozen. I would say that is a picture. Can you say hi to my dad, Patrick Gallagher, who's retiring after a successful 40 years of work. Different type of retirement than he was expecting, but exciting times ahead. Congratulations, Mr. Gallagher, and enjoy the quieter times, which I hope they are. Any chance you can say happy birthday to our dad, Barney McPoland? There's a name. Barney McPoland will be 89 tomorrow. He's very well cared for by all the wonderful staff in Orwell Healthcare. Shares a room with our mum, Kathleen. And they had their 64th wedding anniversary too. So we'll see you soon, folks. Love from all the kids and grandkids. That's a big, big celebrations all around. I presume the annual Late Late Country special won't be happening this season. I know. Just watched music from last year's show on YouTube yesterday. I know. You know, the team are working, you know, so hard behind the scenes like they are here on the radio to pull the show together because it's definitely not as easy as you can appreciate as it has been in the old days before the thing. We appreciate their efforts, but also of all the guests who get involved, the artists and singers who essentially pull on the green jersey and do their bit and sing a song for us and for you and for all of us. So we're grateful to have been able to keep going till now. And we will do so till the show ends. As I said at the beginning of this thing, we'll be here till the last dog barks. And we got there. We're getting there till the last Friday in May. And then we pause. And as I understand it, the country special, not only will you get a country special, you're going to get a compilation of all the great moments from the country special. When we're off air, we'll put together some compilations to keep you going for a few weeks. So that's ahead of you. So we won't leave you. Won't leave you hanging, as I say. Can you say hello to my 11-year-old grandchildren, twins, who've set up hashtag positive masks, trying to spread a little happiness? Well done. The cocooned in Dubai. What a lovely thing to do. I like that. And our daughter Vicky and Brian, who should be getting married today. Oh, Vicky and Brian. And Vicky's gone to work in the Coombe, and Brian is working for home. Honest to goodness, all these people heading to the front line. Should be heading up the aisle. But no, down the hospital corridor. Head to toe in scrubs and PPE, trying to make the world a better place. Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. Thank you for all you're doing. Listen, quick one from Maria to say by email. Hi, Ryan. You and I go for a walk in Cork every morning during your show. You do. I do. We do. I'm on your headphones. You're on your walk. I caught myself the other morning going to check the weather forecast on my phone prior to our walk, even though I was standing at my kitchen window looking at a blue sky. I had to laugh. It seemed so absurd, my reliance on technology over the present moment. I'm a nurse recovering from the coronavirus. I was quite sick. After a little while, feeling utterly miserable and sorry for myself, I decided I needed to change how I viewed my quarantine. So I began with the basic hermit retreat for 14 days of total isolation. It's not a very popular retreat, followed by a more opulent retreat offering mindfulness, books, walks with Ryan, baking, lots and lots of rest, a little yoga, connecting with others via the phone, etc. And it's my happy way of getting through a not-so-nice experience. Our imagination is wonderful. Friday night as a bonus, I've organised an early bird meal in my kitchen and front row seats in my sitting room for the late. I think I can swing it so that the usher will allow me a glass of wine on the house while watching it. I suppose what I'm trying to say is, try to find joy in the silly and the benign, the mundane moments, and keep lifting each other up. Be kind to ourselves and to others. Sending love and positive thoughts to you and your listeners. From Maria. Imagine recovering from coronavirus, a nurse, and still being that positive. A lesson to us all. Sending you all the love and positive vibes, Maria. I loved your email. Thank you so much. Yeah, we just got to the car after shopping for three elders, you call them. Okay, cue pressure to get the correct shaped oranges. Yep. Yeah, full fat milk and fine cut marmalade. Anyway, we danced away to Holly Valance in the car, as we drove away from the shops, knowing that weekly stress-inducing job was done. Yeah, I'm hearing this, that you can buy... You see, so somebody will say, if you're going shopping, would you pick me up some milk? Yeah. And then you forget... People, there's so much variety in milk. You could get the wrong one. You know, with protein this and added this and low fat that and a bit of How's Your Father the other. Whereas actually you just want some milk with milk in the carton. But same with bread. No, I want it with the bits of stuff in it and the high grain. So really, those of you who are asking others to go shop, you need to be very specific. Just short of taking a photo of the depleted package of whatever you've had. And send that on if you can. Otherwise, just give them the name of it and be specific. There's the answer. That's what's going to do it. If you use seasoned hardwood, says Com, in your fire pit, which is it's like a fire pit. It's like a little metal bowl. Like it's that on the ground. It's nothing. It's not. Anyway, it's far the furthest thing from. And actually, it's rusted in the whole thing. It's comical. But I just had it for a look. Anyway, you'll create a beautiful aroma. Hardwood, seasoned hardwood. I don't even know where you'd get such a thing. With the smell of the timber, apple wood is very good. Oh, sounds beautiful. I light a fire pretty much every day, even in summer sometimes, because I just love real fire. I'm going to drop some into you from Dermot in Right Price Fireplaces and Stoves.com. Well, I'll report back to you on all of that. Now, hearing you call COVID the thing, says Graham in Blanchardstown, it made me think of the 1982 John Carpenter classic of the same name. Brilliant movie and strangely relevant to the current craziness. If you want an ad for physical distancing, this is it. I've never seen The Thing, but thank you for letting me know. To Galway now in Salt Hill, Mary Mulholland was in touch by the email to say, I know you love all things books. I related, I do. It was my turn to host our book club, but with the current lockdown, that proved impossible. So I went to our local McCambridge's shop in Shop Street in Galway, know it well, and got my usual supplies for a book club night, but parcelled it all up in 8 individual bags. Good Lord, you're organised. Delivered it this morning to the ladies' front door in preparation for 8 o'clock Zoom book club. How about that? Each little bag contained a half bottle of wine, selection of cheese, a few crackers, a handful of grapes, and some little chocolate treats. Good Lord. All participants were told to open their bag at 8, and the book club began. So we had great crack. Oh, yeah, it's been and gone. Okay. 8 friends from Galway and one friend who's currently on a year away to New Zealand. She joined us in her dressing gown, banished to her sun deck lest she wake her household. Lovely break from isolation. Nice to catch up. I didn't have to tidy the whole house for my visitors, just what was on Zoom view. Yes, Zoom with a view. A novel way to stay in touch and get to discuss our little literary finds. So the last book was American Dirt by Jeanine Cummins. And the next is The Guest List by Lucy Foley, which is very appropriate because it's set on fictional Aran Island type thing. So you're over in Galway. But good luck to you all. Love the show and the book recommendations, which I must give you some next week because I've read a heap in the last few weeks. So I'll come up with that later on. Now, good morning. Thank you for all of this. It's a difficult time. My husband Gary tried to get a fire pitch yesterday in Aldi, but alas, they were all gone. He got to work yesterday evening after his essential services job in water treatment, making a homemade fire pit. We're so proud of him, from his wife Martina and his daughters Isabel and Emily. What a nice thing to do. Can you just thank the happy train driver who just tooted and waved a big smile as they headed under the bridge near our apartment? Such a moment of complete joy. I feel like one of the railway children. Very nice. Elliot Keane is 11 today. Happy birthday, Elliot. He's a great hugger and I miss him. And he is calling around today, but I can't hug him. We sit on the doorstep and Elliot and his 3 brothers and sister and parents stand at the gate. From Nora and Patrick, wishing you all happiness and good wish. I just take what comes home when my daughter's shopping for me. Well, you see, that's nice. Not everyone does. Fiona in Galway, the mention of Kinnegar beer steers great memories of visits to Fannad Lighthouse. Oh yeah, beautiful. And enjoying a Limeburner beer in the Lighthouse Tavern. Gosh. Did you know Limeburner is the name of a rock off the coast of Fannad Head? No, I didn't. But now I know. When I sip quietly from a distance, I will think of that beautiful lighthouse and our lovely trip along the Wild Atlantic Way. Hello to Sinead Lewis in Killiney, who listens to you every day and has been making face masks for her sister's medical practice and all her friends. Well, impressed. So thank you from her friends Sonia and Pamela. Good work. And happy 21st birthday, by the way, to Jack Amundsen from Limerick. He's a fan of the show and it's his birthday, so I wish you well. The same thing to my grandson Harry. Happy birthday. He's 13. So that's from Grandad Kelly in Swords. Hello to his brother James. We miss them all very much. Granny and Grandad in Kelly in Swords wishing you happy birthday. As do I. As do we. It's 14 minutes to 10. Let's take a quick break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
All righty then. We had our book club via Zoom, says Noel. 8 of us had a great chat and discussion about Maine by Courtney Sullivan. Provided our own glass of vino. Exactly, you can pick your own and no rouse. I'm sitting in my kitchen correcting the work which 5th and 6th class have emailed me, says Principal Miss Anne Creener. And they are working so hard and keeping me busy. I don't know if they realise that. And I and all the school staff really miss them. We also miss their grown-ups who pop into us every morning with their news. And I know the 6th class are particularly concerned that they're missing their final term with us. But the whole staff promised that we will make this up to them. And it will be really special when the graduation comes about. Could you remind them to send on their news for our school newsletter, which is cheering everyone up? I'm waiting to hear Axel. You heard him now. I might just stop correcting for a few minutes. I hope you did. Love to all the children from junior infants to 6th class. Ah, that's love. We love you too, Miss Crean, and your wonderful teacher and thoughtful with it. I love that, you know, in the ad for The Woman's Heart, and they're all, you can hear the 3 singers, and then they throw it to the crowd, and they'd say this, every time I hear it, I just think it's one of the most Irish things when they, on your own, come on your own now, have a go. And it's just very cute and very Irish. I love that. Speaking of the things, says Bernadette, reminded me of that years ago, people were so afraid of cancer that they wouldn't name it, would refer to it as the Big C or the lad. Yeah, I think some people still refer to it as that, strangely, but I know what you mean. Pat in Drumcondra says, don't forget Paul Mescal from normal people who will be on the Late Late Show tonight was in the Denny's sausages ad. Well, I have absolutely no doubt that it will come up in conversation later on. So thank you for reminding me of that. Appreciate it. More movement? I think so. Beep, beep. If you offered me £1 million, I wouldn't be able to tell you who sang that. And it's Junior Senior is the name of the band. Never saw them, heard them again. But the song was hit at the time. I quite liked it, as it happens. Well, to Pat McInyall, he's the local shopkeeper and he's doing above and beyond the call of duty. To Mighty Moya, is 12 today from Nana and Grandad Kernan, Rosetown. And also to Keely in Kilkenny. She's waiting by the radio and she's 10 today. Big, big one from Imelda, Mark and Kate. And thank you. Look, we couldn't get to all the requests, as you can appreciate. It's just, it's bonkers. But thank you so much for all your texts and emails. You can send in your thoughts by email all weekend, if you like, and we'll get to them on Tuesday morning, which is when we'll see you next, to ryan@rte.ie. We'll talk to you tonight on The Late Late Show. Like I say, picture this, we'll be singing for us, as will Niall Horan. But I think, more importantly, the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, will be telling us where we all go from here. So we'll see you after 9:30. Thank you, team, as always, and thank you so much for listening. Mind yourselves, mind each other, and we'll see you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.